if you think of a covenant as a two-sided contract, then you fall into the problem of works righteousness and people earning salvation from God. But we've already seen from the imagery that God uses of marriage and adultery and so forth, and his willingness to take back his adulterous spouse, that we're not talking in terms of a mutual contract where the people of Israel would do good things and thereby earn God's favor. We're talking about a relationship that God has already set in place, and you can be unfaithful to that relationship and be punished for it, but being faithful to that relationship doesn't earn you the relationship. It's simply a mark of your being in that committed relationship that God has already set in place.